You are listening to OmniTalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Today's Retail Daily Minute is brought to you with the help and support of Ownit AI. Ownit AI helps brands and retailers win Google search by answering their shoppers' questions online. To learn more, visit ownit.co.
Headline one comes to us from Chain Store Age. Grubhub is expanding its services into grocery delivery through a partnership with Mercado, a digital marketplace for independent grocers. This collaboration will allow Grubhub customers to order from over 950 grocery, convenience, and alcohol retailers available on the Mercado platform. With this partnership, Grubhub aims to diversify its selection of offerings while providing Mercado retailers access to its extensive user base. Independent retailers across 38 states and more than 320 U.S. cities, including major metropolitan areas like New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, and Boston, participate in the Mercado platform. Customers can now access Mercado retailers through the Grubhub app and website, where all available merchants will be listed under the grocery section. Grubhub Plus members will also enjoy $0 delivery fees on eligible orders from participating Mercado retailers. Craig Whitmer, VP of New Verticals at Grubhub, highlighted the importance of supporting small businesses and growing their online presence through this partnership. Bobby Brannigan, CEO and founder of Mercado, emphasized the opportunity for Mercado merchants to reach new customers and expand their business with Grubhub's extensive customer base. Mercado was founded by Bobby Brannigan, who aimed to modernize inventory and delivery systems for local grocers based on his father's experience as a neighborhood grocer in Brooklyn. Headline 2 comes to us from Wired. The House has passed a new bill that reignites the discussion around a potential TikTok ban, presenting a deadline for the app to divest from its China-based owner, ByteDance, or face a nationwide ban within a year. This bill, different from the previous one, grants TikTok an additional 6 months to find a U.S. buyer, addressing concerns raised in the Senate, where a similar bill previously stalled. The bipartisan support for the bill reflects concerns about national security and data privacy, with representatives highlighting TikTok's potential to collect sensitive data on American users. However, digital liberties groups have pushed back against the ban, citing First Amendment concerns and advocating for broader data protection measures. Even prominent figures like Elon Musk have voiced opposition to the ban, arguing that it contradicts principles of freedom of speech and expression. Nevertheless, with the bill now tied to a foreign aid package aimed at countries like Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, its passage through the Senate appears more likely, especially amid recent geopolitical tensions. The bill's extension of the divestment period to a year has garnered support from Senate Commerce Committee Chair Maria Cantwell, who views it as essential for facilitating a potential deal. Despite ongoing debates and previous failed attempts to force a TikTok sale, the issue of national security risks posed by the app continues to loom large in Congress. Headline 3 comes to us from the Wall Street Journal. Kroger and Albertsons have announced plans to sell more than 160 additional stores in an effort to address concerns from competition regulators and finalize their pending merger. Under the revised deal with C&S Wholesale Grocers, the companies will now sell a total of 579 stores, an increase of 166 from the previous agreement. This decision follows the Federal Trade Commission's lawsuit to block Kroger's $25 billion acquisition of Albertsons, citing concerns about potential food price increases and negative impacts on workers' bargaining power. Regulators deemed the initial divestiture plan insufficient. In the modified agreement, C&S will license the Albertsons banner in California and Wyoming, as well as the Safeway banner in Arizona and Colorado. Kroger will rebrand its retained stores in these states after the merger closes. Kroger CEO Rodney McMullen emphasized that the updated plan aims to prevent store closures due to the merger and ensure the retention of all frontline employees and collective bargaining agreements. The new deal also includes provisions for increased distribution capacity and expanded transition services agreements to support C&S Wholesale Grocers. Additionally, C&S will gain access to private label brands and multiple other supermarket banner names.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by OmniTalk. Be careful out there.